This is a dedication for Leah House, L-E-A-H-H-O-U-S-E. Date of birth is 12-12-1973. Date of accident is none. Date of service 11-6-2025. The patient presents with a chief complaint of severe pain in the middle back, lower back, as well as the neck, with numbness and tingling of both the hands and shooting pain to both buttocks and both legs as Charlie horse. The patient further reports that she has been born with scoliosis and severe arthritis generalized, which has been causing these symptoms. Her hands fall sleepy and headaches are also present as migraine. She reports of severe pain in the neck, mid-back, lower back, shooting to both the legs, causing numbness and tingling. And Charlie horses, they are present 1 to 2 times a week, especially. Lower back pain is 10, middle back pain is 9, and neck pain is 8. Also, patient has some pain in the both hands, and she does have a fusiform type of fingers with severe arthritis as visible. These pains are present off and on several times a week and are described as throbbing and shooting, Charlie horse. Pain is 10, ADLs are affected, 10. Pain is worsened by bending, standing, and improved by nothing. Patient has had various MRIs, CT scan, X-rays at Henry Ford Hospital. Denies any numbness and tingling pins and needle anywhere, or muscle weakness, or bladder bowel incontinence. He only has a Charlie horse in the legs, but not numbness and tingling. Regarding the past treatment, patient has had 30 to 35 physical therapy visits at Henry Ford Hospital in 2024, which didn't help. She did not think she had a laser treatment or massages or shockwave. No chiropractic treatment. She reports that she has a couple epidural injections at Henry Ford, but not sure. Please review the records for system review for surgical history, allergies, employment, family, legal, and personal history, as well as the ADLs and system review. Incidentally, in 1995, patient had a accident when her auntie was driving. She was 18 years old as a rear passenger on the left side, and her uncle was sitting and nephew was sitting in a Pontiac white car. And she do not remember where and how the accident happened, or she thinks the other driver was on the phone. But she was seen at Sinai Grace Hospital by ambulance. Do not have the details. She reported that her spine got more twisted and it got more painful since then. And migraine headaches also started since then. But currently no symptoms of TBI are reported. And patient has moderate anxiety and difficulty walking, but no subtle anesthesia. No incontinence of the urine bowel, no numbness, tingling, no lightheadedness or weakness. Moderate sleep disturbance is reported. Physical examination, the blood pressure is 141 over 100, pulse 103, respiratory rate 17, temperature 97.0, height 5'6", weight 151. This is a 51-year-old African-American female of a good-built, nutrition, alert-oriented, cooperative, and conscious with no sinuses. Jordan's clubbing colonicia doesn't appear to be in acute distress, shortness of breath, or severe pain phases. Patient doesn't appear to be anxious or lethargic. Patient has good attitude and demeanor. Stress and hygiene is normal, and patient is able to walk reasonably well and is mobile independent without using any adaptive device. The rest of the exam will come from the template. Except in the hand, you can mention that all the fingers are fusiform, swollen, and difficult to make a grip. It appears that they have extreme arthritis in the hands. Neurological is normal. Musculature examination reveals a severe spasm of trapezius and quadratus lumborum bilaterally, as well as paravertebral muscles from T5 to L5 with several trigger points. 20 degrees of scoliosis is noticed. Right SI joint was found tender. There is a swelling pedal edema in both legs, 1+, with no issues with the circulation. Peripheral pulses are normal, reflexes are normal. Musculoskeleton, on inspection, the entire spine has a normal curvature alignment and no kyphosis impact, but 20 degrees of scoliosis in the thoracic part is noticed. The pelvic crest height is equal and no pelvic tilt is noticed. Spine tenderness at right SI joint is noticed. Paravertebral muscle spasm from T5 to L5 with several trigger points. With 2+ hypertonicity. Range of motion of the cervical spine. Forward flexion 50, extension 50, bilateral side flexion 50, bilateral rotation is 50. Lumbar spine, forward flexion 25, bilateral extension is 10, bilateral side flexion is 10, bilateral rotation is 25. The gait is actually slow and talgic. Maneuvers to identify reproduce the pain. Patient reports the following finding. The Sperling sign was found positive. Lermit test was found positive. Distraction test was negative. And Soto Hall test negative. In the thoracic spine, both slump test and Roos test are negative. In the lumbar spine, Brzezinski Kernick test was found negative. Straight leg raising test is positive at 15 degrees bilaterally. CLR positive. CAM test is positive. Breger test negative. Brzezinski sign is negative. SI joint. Right SI joint was tender. However, Faber test is positive bilaterally. Gonsolin test is positive bilaterally. But standing flexion test, iliac compression test, distraction test are negative bilaterally. Extremities, there is 1+ pitting edema. Other than that, rest of the extremities are normal. In the lower extremity, in the upper extremity, only the hand, all the fingers have a fusiform formation, appearing that as if there is a pre-existing arthritis. Please review the records from the diagnosis, from ADLs, and from plan of care is from the template. Treatment plan is as follows. The patient has been provided the following medication, Mobic 7.5, 2 times a day, 60 tablets with food for anti-inflammatory effect. Prilosec 20 milligram twice a day, 60 tablets for anti-inflammatory, for stomach protection. Flexeril 10 milligram 3 times a day for muscle relaxation, and lidocaine gel 5% topical for pain relief. Tylenol is coding number 4, 1 pill a day, 15 days supply is given. Medical records are being ordered released from her various places she has been to, especially Henry Ford Hospital. Non-pharmacological modalities, yes. Home exercise plan, yes. Referred to psychiatry, yes. Fitness club, yes. Review of the MRIs, imaging records, medical records are being ordered released. Interventional pain procedures, none are being recommended. Surgical options, none. Neuropsych, none. Attended care caseworker, none. Investigations, none. DMEs, none. Educations, yes. Follow up visit in 10 days and 15 days, or 10 to 15 days, and direct contact, yes. Thank you.